to The Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Eve Trow. On Saturday, Orleans Parish residents vote whether to fund local public libraries through a property tax hike. It would raise around $8 million a year for the library system for the next 25 years. Property owners would see a raise from about $70 to about $125. Now, according to public library officials, a yes vote would increase hours of operation by up to 30% for the libraries, allow Nora Navra Library in the 7th Ward to reopen, it's been closed since Katrina, and some libraries would start to be open 7 days a week with this extra funding. Now, if it doesn't pass, several library branches could eventually close. We'd see a decrease in operating hours and staff.
You can judge the quality of a community by its public library.
I talked to Larry Neal. He's president of the Public Library Association, and he's a librarian in Michigan. He says library systems that don't get full funding start to lose public interest. They never seem to have the book that you want, or their hours are always changing.
Sometimes it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Is it not valid anymore? Are they not doing a good job? Their computers are out of date. Libraries do require resources, so you get what you pay for.
So there is opposition to this library tax that comes to the voters on Saturday. The Bureau of Governmental Research in New Orleans says even though libraries are important, especially in a high-poverty city, other bills are hanging over the city's head, like the police consent decree. That's a big one. And those need to be considered, too. Janet Howard is president and CEO of BGR. It's recommended a no vote on the millage. She says she wants to see a more fleshed out plan from the library.
We think that the library system should develop a strategic plan that analyzes not just where they are, but what they need to do to become really a 21st century system before they go back to voters. And we have suggested that be done, and they return to voters in the fall.
So BGR says there's also another way to fund the library, through the general funds that the city administration and the city council could approve. I've got Listening Post producer Lane Kaplan-Levinson here with no overdue fines, I'm happy to report.
Never, Eve, never.
She's been getting a lot of voices and thoughts from the city about Saturday's vote on the library. What you got, Lane?
Yeah, so there was a huge turnout at the Listening Post this past week. I think we got more responses than on any other topic.
Wow.
This time we asked people whether or not libraries are still relevant, and we wanted to know which libraries people go to and what they do when they're there. Here's what we recorded at our listening posts at Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly and Delgado Community College.
Public libraries are definitely still necessary because there aren't a lot of public spaces where you can go for free for entertainment.
What library do you go to? I go to all of them. Oh, I get on the computer, I read books, I bring my kids there to read, to get on the computer, and it does us good.
I study sometimes because it's more quiet than my house.
I checked a lot of books out because I love me some books. And what did you check out? I checked out a lot of Dork Diaries. They're my favorite.
I guess to some aspect they still are necessary. Not everybody has access to the internet and everything. As far as books are going, it might be going by the wastebasket soon. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe they should still use funding, but in different aspects.
What did you check out? The last thing I checked out was some movies, and I think I owe some money, so I will be paying. Thank you.
We also got a ton of text message responses from listening posters. Running the numbers, it looks like most people want to keep libraries going, but some people said having home computers has made libraries obsolete. Then we got a response we loved from Maggie Kloos, a local graduate student.
I was prepared to pay the fine.
So we decided to meet up with her at Rosa Keller Library in Broadmoor, where she was busy paying an overdue fine.
Our public library is still necessary. I said, oh, hells yes. When's the last time you checked something out from the library? What did you check out? I checked out Land of Opportunity and Paradise Lot, which is a permaculture book, not the epic poem.
Thanks, Maggie. It's a little known LP fact, but when you get our text message, instead of texting us back, you can call and leave audio answers from your phone, like this one.
I go to the library right there by City Hall. I read books. Look at movies. The library is important, y'all. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all tripping?
Oh, we ain't tripping. Keeping it very real over here.
So real. And little did you know also, the Listening Post has its own team of polling specialists. This is unofficial and unscientific, but we turned our research over to a group of local data collectors at Ben Franklin Elementary.
So we asked adults that are eligible to vote a few questions. Do you think the property-owning residents of New Orleans should each pay their fair share of taxes to keep the library open?
And the results from our little prognosticators?
Okay, we found that 98% people say yes. Booyah.
Booyah, there you have it. That's all for this week. To join our project, text HELLO to 504-303-4348. That's 504-303-4348. Until next time, listening posters.